We are back. Another week of Wise Cracks. Bill Krakenberger, there's a lot to talk about this week. Yeah, I got a lot to talk about.
I got to talk fast.
Really? What do you got?
No, I just got back from New York. So I was in Madison Square Garden Studios filming a show, which I was blown away by. You know, MSG Network, it's on some cable networks, and it's on, and I grew up on MSG too in the house.
Yeah.
I just didn't expect that kind of work goes into a program like that. 15 people standing around to go to their live shows. I thought it was like, wow.
Yeah.
And it was on before the Knicks and after the Knicks post game show. So pretty cool. So it was in studio, but I also went there for my buddy Teddy Atlas's charity event that I've went to. I think I went 17 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, I go every year. So it's in Staten Island. He raises money for the community, turkey drives, and underprivileged, and he just helps everyone.
He's a good guy.
If the insurance don't runs out, they call Teddy. Like United Way and stuff actually sends people his way, even so.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. All those frauds that have million-dollar directors and stuff that work for them.
Yeah.
So, some good guys come to the event every year. This year, Tony Danza again. He's been showing up for years. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
You said the same thing we talked about a little before. Really nice guy. He gave me $10,000 for an auction. I put up an auction, a room at the Wynn, airfare, and $1,000 meals. And of course, you're staying at the Wynn. And he bid. It was like $7,000, and he just said $10,000, and just bid the $10,000. Just
really?
Yeah. So he must have made some money in his life, right?
Yeah. Well, made it and saved it, I guess.
Yeah.
Invested it.
Yeah, because he had Taxi.
Taxi,
right? And then Who's the Boss was a big
show.
Who's
the Boss was a big
show.
I'm
so embarrassed to tell you, I've never seen it. But I
Taxi was a big show too.
Yeah, I mean,
both. And really, what does he do now? Direct? I think he directs now, right?
I know he does some.
He does a good live show. Yeah.
Live. He's a great dancer. You said
great
before.
Tap dancer.
Great
man.
Dancer. People don't know that. So
yeah,
he's given me $10,000 over the years for the charity event. And he's always there and supporting and being nice and friendly to everybody. Tracy Morgan's been coming the last couple of years. Teddy. Did a show with Tracy, and they got to be friends, and Tracy comes every year now.
Wow.
A really nice guy, and Teddy talked about him and how resilient he is and showing up for the event and about the car accident he got into. He was in the back of a limo, I think, and a Walmart truck hit him.
Yeah.
And, he almost died.
Yeah, it was a bad accident.
Yeah, he actually was choked up.
He had to learn to, like, walk again and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Teddy choked him up a little bit. Mad Dog Russo, I love. I love Chris Russo.
My dad loves him, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to give you a guest that was on our show that was there. Bob Papa. Good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Papa. I'm going to give you another guest that was on our show that is now. He's so happy. He's like a big kid. He is. He was so happy. I'm so proud of him for doing this. For this. He's being nominated for an Academy Award. Holt McCallany.
No way.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
For what movie?
I don't know, and I apologize. I should have known that before.
For acting?
But you have to see the ones he's up against. He's up against, like, De Niro, like the top guys. But he's, been nominated for an Academy Award. So he did a movie, and he must. And they really. And he actually told me, he's like, Bill, you don't even know. They cut my good scenes out. How would they even nominate me for this?
Really?
There were so many better scenes I had. So Holt, we'll get him on here again.
I like him. Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Yeah. So he was there also?
He was there also. Brian Kenny, who I like, we're going to get him on.
Is there live performances at this event?
The only live performance there was the guy that played the Phantom of the Opera, who blew me away, by the way.
Oh,
my God.
Michael.
No, it wasn't him.
Who am I thinking of, though?
This guy did 1,000 shows, though, as the Phantom.
Who was I thinking of? The guy.
I know what you mean.
Is it Michael?
It is Michael.
It is Michael?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he sang Still the Night. Wow. Oh, that's terrible. How can I not know this?
What I was getting at.
The Music of the Night.
Oh, my God. Good song.
So good.
That whole soundtrack's amazing. We need to get Tony O over there.
That would be great. No, I thought about that. Yeah. I thought about that, but I'm real bad at asking anyone for favors.
Oh, he would totally
because
do
it's
it.
New Jersey and like Tony Teddy would put him up in a hotel. I mean, he puts people up. But I'll give you another guy that was there. He's hated by a lot of people.
Who?
But he's actually a pussycat. He's totally different than he is on air. Stephen A. Smith.
You know, it's funny. I hate him on camera.
Yeah.
But I did meet him about 15 years ago with Claudia Jordan, and he's so nice.
I've been with Steven a couple times now, like at least 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, it was just me, Steven, and Teddy one time for about almost an hour. And he's so
tall.
Yeah, he's tall, but he's just different. He's got to perform that way, I guess.
He's got to be that way. That's his thing. That's the brand.
It got him $60 bucks.
Yeah, well, can't hate on him for that.
5 years, $12 million a year, something like that. But anyway, they raised a lot of money for the charity, so I like that. And I got to bang out the live show at MSG. Let's talk about a couple other things.
Yeah.
I have a friend I don't have too many friends, and I don't want to sound cocky or arrogant, but by choice, I don't have too many friends. They always burn me. There's always, you know, it never turns out good because they see me doing what I do, and sometimes the money going back and forth. People think more of me than there is. Like if I'm betting so much thousands and thousands of dollars, they think, wow,
oh, he's sitting on $20 million.
Yeah, yeah. They don't realize that it's all an ROI. So whatever you bet,
right,
the ROI coming back is like 2%. 2% is great, by the way.
Right.
So they don't kind of get that.
You need the firepower.
Yeah.
You need the bankroll.
Of course. I took a neighbor with me to a casino because I get $1,500 a week from one casino and I get $500 a week from another casino. Free play, which is real money. Download it. It's right on your machine. You can't cash it out. You have to roll it over. But I put it through actually to the point where I make sure I know what generates that same offer every month. So, you try to explain, and my friend in Scranton, Pennsylvania, my friend Bumper, he said it right. He said, "Bill, you're the gambler that gambles without gambling."
Mm.
So,
meaning their money.
In other words, what I'm gambling, but I'm really not because I have a house edge. I'm not playing nothing without EV, estimated value. I'm playing something that's in my favor. So, I'm trying to show my friend some things, and the games I play a 99.73 game, and I'm showing him that game, and he's got money, but I don't want him to think that I'm being a degen just gambling the gamble. I show him that the bonus money I get, how I have to run so much through to get that money, and I just like he thinks he knows too much, and I had to actually tell him. I had to apologize to him when it was over. I said, you know what? I apologize to you. I shouldn't be telling you anything. I shouldn't be telling you what to do or what not to do or that you're wrong about things because really I'm supposed to be just alone because I know that I'm a little bit of a bug. I am. I know what I'm doing mathematically. I know the strategies. I look up the proper strategies. By the way, like video poker, you can look up like NSUD. That's the deuces game that I'm talking about. The returns 99.73. NSUD deuces. Which stands for not so ugly deuces, actually. Don't know why.
But really?
That's what it stands for. Because it's not so ugly. You can use the deuce for four deuces, gets you back 1,000. Deuces with a royal, a dirty royal, it's called, gets you back 125. So I'm trying to show them how you can look up a strategy for any game, by the way. Just Google strategy. Google Jacks or Better strategy on your phone, and you'll get like a link to like a you'll get a link to Michael Shackelford's site, VP. A Wizard of Oz. His is Wizard of Oz. I also use another one called VP2 Free. So my friend is telling me, even through all of this, he's saying, well, you know, we're here on a Tuesday, and Tuesdays are no good for the casino. You don't know that? He's telling me that. No.
He's saying Tuesdays are no good?
Yeah, Tuesdays, the machines aren't set good for Tuesdays.
Come on.
You got to go for the weekends. You got to weekends is when they're set good. So I'm trying to explain to him the variance. You can't explain something to someone that has his own business. He's a control freak in his own. He has a big business and money. I should have just went with, oh, yeah, you're right. Tuesdays I've been getting killed. You're right. I mean, you know what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
So he says to me, oh, no. The Saturday's a great day to play. Friday, Saturday, they give more money away on the weekends. And I said to him, no. That's just more people in the casino. Right. There's more machines going on. Right. It's crowded. You're hearing
more of a chance.
You're hearing the jackpots go up because there's 50 games here that normally there's 10 people on them. Now there's 47.
Right.
So you're hearing a couple of them. It's not just because he won on a Tuesday once. I'll always remember that though.
Right.
And it's what makes the local economy here so bad. People have so many superstitions, and they think stupidstitions, and they think that they just. And by the way, I'm not trying to say I'm smarter than anybody, because I'm not. All I'm saying is I learned off losing. I was a sucker. I was a loser. I used to make $300 a day back when I was 15, 16, 17 years old on the boardwalk, and take the money with my buddies and think we were hot shots on the week, you know, and after school, and go to Monmouth Track and blow our money at the racetrack. So it took a lot of things. So off my 35-year playbook of, you know, I'm going to say 30 years of positive EV gambling, I like to be able to teach some other people and show them how you could just Google something and find out strategy. I didn't know Keno was 25% against you. I didn't know that, you know, that the money wheel's 20-some% again. I didn't know that. But you could Google all this stuff. The internet, one of the good inventions for the internet, you could find out anything. So I want to know that double deck blackjack's a 1%, let's just call it one, a 1% game against you. I want to know that six deck blackjack with surrender and good options, you know, maybe some deep penetration, which that means is the cut cards cut deeper. I want to know the situations that I'm getting myself in. And maybe George can show that tweet I put up. Actually, there's a tweet that I seen on the internet about a hand that, you know, all four players.
This is so crazy. Stood.
They had 17 or under, so, you know, or whatever they had. The dealer had a six up. So as you could see there, unbelievable. The dealer turns over 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, yeah. 16, 17. Six aces.
It's crazy. Can I walk you through the mindset of that hand?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So when you see the six up, no matter what you have, you're like feeling good that the dealer has a six up, right? Because you're thinking it's got 16, next card's going to be a 10, and we bust, right?
Of course.
Then you get Then you get the ultimate sweat. She flips over the five for an 11. So now right away, you're in panic mode. Oh, God, no face card, right?
It takes John Orlando to put this, to put you in the realm here.
You are panicked. Then the next card's an ace. So you get a breather. You're like, oh, okay, good, 12. Now you're like, come on, 10. And the next card's another ace. So you're like, oh, my God, another sweat. And you're like, come on, 9, 10. And you get another ace. Right?
Is that really the way? I guess you do think like that.
Of course. It's like sweat, and then the final ace to give 16. You 17. You're like, are you
so
fucking kidding me?
Oh, my God. So John just sent this to
Brutal.
Dana. He just sent this to Dana White.
I did. I sent it to Dana White. He's probably so disgusted. He hasn't even sent me back anything yet because he's probably like, oh, I just lived it. I've lived it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to say you have to walk away then. You have to walk away because there's six aces. So I'm automatically... even if you're just counting high low, and I'm not saying people are counting at home, but let's just call it minus one. You're actually for the whole hand because I'm sick. I counted all the cards. You're minus two for the hand if you just use a basic strategy. I use a thing called the Wong's half count. It's actually worse. So you have to walk away or get a shuffle. But I don't think you can get a shuffle. That was in a casino on the border of the Niagara Falls.
I've been there.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
of course.
Been there with my dad.
Yeah.
Well, my dad working.
No, I get you.
He was just there.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't with him this trip, but he was just there maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
Wow. Cool. Get your tickets, by the way. Tony Orlando. Retirement tour.
That's right.
We know 19th. He won't retire, though. He'll come out for a couple shows.
Something's going to bring him out, right?
Yeah,
something.
Yeah. But, he's going to be at South Point. See the big signs there.
January 19th through the 21st.
Yeah, excellent.
You're coming.
Yes.
You're coming to the big one, though.
I would like to come to the one at Mohegan. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. When
March,
is that?
March 21st of 24.
I travel that time of the year, too. I get out of town after, like, March Madness, second round, I'm out. But anyway, so.
Can I ask you a question about, go back to slots real quick?
Sure.
I see where I live, there is a PT's. Pretty close to me.
Oh, God.
There's another one, I don't remember the name of it, that just opened.
Yeah.
And then there's three down, I won't say the name of the street, but there's three on the same street within 2 miles of each other. Is it true that those video poker machines, you have a better shot at hitting those because they are set to help the locals, or they hit more than, or is that a myth?
They're actually set to hurt the locals.
Damn.
Because the payouts aren't... Like, you can go to a station's property, and they have games that are 100% games.
Okay.
In quarter, 50 cent, and dollar. And they'll say right on it, up to 99.99, or it's actually up to 100%, I think, the sign I seen at Red Rock the other night. So those games are normally set a little tighter.
But, really?
But you have to put in some other variables to the equation.
Okay.
If it's a progressive, how big the progressive is. So you want to know what the break-even point is. So if it's $1,000 it starts at. If a progressive is, you know, $2,300 or $2,500, even if it's a bad game, that could be break-even. So it goes up a little bit higher. Plus, you got to put this into your EV, is you're getting free food.
Yep.
If you're gambling, you're getting free food, free drinks, which you and I don't drink. But, I mean, unless you started in the last couple months.
No.
Okay. Yeah, so there is situations where you could go into those places, but I choose not to because of the smoke. I can't take the smoke.
Yeah, it's
bad.
The
smoke kills me.
Yeah.
I can't. But yet, there's a couple pubs out there in town that have great deals on food and very good food. I think it was called Crown or something. There's one. There's a really good place that has steak and eggs for $10, and it's good. It's decent. So there are some good. I'm not trying to down. I'm talking about the gambling aspect of those places. You're better off going to the local casinos, not even the Strip. The local casinos is where you want to go for your best value of gambling normally.
The local casinos, like a PT's, or you mean
stations, maybe even the I don't know if Boyd,
Orleans, would you call
it? Orleans is Boyd, yeah.
Right?
I don't know what banks. Yes, you know what? You hit it on the head. The Orleans, as soon as you walk in from the parking lot outside, not the garage or anything. As soon as you walk in, well, maybe it is the garage. You walk right in that door, right off of Tropicana. To the left is a bar.
Yes.
That bar has progressive video poker that gets positive all the time. So there's bonus poker. I think it's like 7-5 bonus poker. So, you know, you're down to like 98%. But if it gets over like $2,000, $1,000 quarter jackpot, it's worth playing. And it does. So
let me ask you this. If you're playing a video poker and you're dealt ace of clubs, queen of clubs, king of clubs, and then another king. So you have a pair of kings.
Now this guy's sick. You don't even know. You don't even know what I have here. If I was dealt 10 jack, queen of club with another pair, one of my things to go over.
Stop.
It's one of my
Wait, you were going to go over this right now?
Right now. It's on my notes.
Come on.
Yeah, I just didn't get to it yet. Yeah. No, if you're dealt.
I've graduated.
No.
So the question would be, do you keep the pair? Because that's a winner.
Let's explain it a little more in terms. 10 jack, queen of spade, and then a queen of clubs, and then a five, whatever. Do you keep the queens or go for the royal? You keep the queens.
Really?
Yeah, you keep the queens. You don't go for the royal.
Why?
Because you have a pay pair. Now if you had 10 jack, queen, 10, you do go for the royal.
10 jack,
right.
Queen, 10. Because you have 10s and it's
pair.
Jacks are better.
Yes. Any game. It's any game.
Okay.
Any game. That's too advanced, though. Unless the Royals are like really progressive, really stupidly, but that's not going to happen. So your answer is absolutely 100%. You go for the pair. I know it's not fun.
I've been doing it wrong.
The purpose of me saying that is I said here I would not be upset because I know I've played the optimal strategy if the king and ace of spade come up. Because that's going to be the first two cards out of there anyway. The cards don't change.
Meaning you keep the pair.
Keep the pair.
And then you would have made the royal.
Would have made the royal. First two cards are out, are the same cards.
They are.
Yeah. So you wouldn't.
How do we know that, though?
No, that's known. That's known.
They have said that.
Yeah. No, that's known. It's the same as that cards. But I don't get mad. It's optimal. You know, you say to yourself, oh, my God, I had to be dealt a pair of queens. I will say that, but it's happened to me at least twice that I can remember.
Really?
And I say, oh, my God, do you believe that had to come out? But I wasn't upset.
Ever a time where you dump all five given to you?
Sure, if you have nothing, a 9-high or 10-high.
9-high, just start over.
Yeah, and you don't go for gut shot straights on most of the... Well, I shouldn't say that. Like, if you're playing like one of those games like a triple-double, double-double, the one... Everyone loves to play those type of games. Double-double bonus. Why? Oh, because the aces pay so much more. And with a kicker, you even get more. Absolutely. And you get destroyed on two pair. Absolutely destroyed by getting the same payback as one pair of jacks or better. So that's why that game's more popular. Not the right game to play, though, in my opinion, if you have better choices there. So I know it's boring. Jacks are better is boring. Bonus poker is boring. But all those two pairs add up to so much more money than you would get by that ridiculous four of a kind you get once in a while, or even a dream piece or aces with a kicker.
Okay, and then last question on poker. You've got two eights and four hearts on the board. Keeping the eights or we go for the flush?
It depends on what game you're playing. Yesterday I was playing a game called Quick Quads, which is a very good game. It could be a good game. And that particular game, you hold the eights. However, the game I was playing was a bonus poker. You hold the eights. But it depends on if two of the hearts are jack or better. It's so advanced. But all you do is just Google the strategy, though, and it'll come up in order what to hold. But for the most part, I'll just say keep the flush.
Okay.
Yeah, you keep the flush.
Sure. I like that.
Let me say something, too, that these casinos have made so much money over this past weekend. For all you guys know, we had a big F1 race in town here, and, the people were down on it, everyone, myself included, we can't take the traffic, it's so bad and stuff. But the town did really good from what I know.
60 million or something?
It's funny, I Googled it this morning. I Googled Las Vegas news. It's funny, look at the first one, it says, Las Vegas biggest event in years was a disaster, it says right there. The next one, F1 hits jackpot in Vegas. I mean, it just matters.
Spin.
What fake news you're listening to.
I was one of the ones hating it, and the traffic's just been nuts.
Yeah.
I didn't go to any of the events, like the races, but I did watch it on TV.
And you did?
It looked
pretty cool.
Amazing.
I was in New York, and you should the videos they sent out of the drones and stuff, the footage.
Looked like a video game.
Harmon and Koval, you had the corner where their big offices are.
Yeah.
Then you had the sphere with the track. It was so cool.
They
really did a great
job. George, did you watch any of it?
Of course.
Did you love it?
I honestly like F1 now.
Oh.
I think...
I'm mad I didn't go. Yeah, I want to go next year.
Yeah. They need to stop.
And we could have had free tickets too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, why
what?
The Wynn offered me free tickets.
Wait, Bill, we need this info prior to the race.
Yeah, but I tell you what, they did a great job on it. And by the way, tickets fell and rooms fell. I have an article here that I looked at this morning. I was going to talk about it. I'll just tell you. So one reporter got a room for $18. $18 plus the fee.
The resort
fee. So it's about $70 at Flamingo, which is like right in front of the race.
Right.
At Flamingo. That was on Friday night. So it's just unbelievable, though. The rooms, they thought it was going to be, they were holding people hijacking hostage, trying to shake everybody down for these big. And even the prices on the tickets, they were like $1,600 each. They dropped to half of that.
Let me ask you this. If you owned the Flamingo, or obviously I know that's what Caesars or
that's
right, Harris. Or, Harris Caesars.
Yep.
Wouldn't you strongly consider remodeling all those strip-facing rooms and put balconies out there? Does that not make, they have to
next
do that.
Next door to that, the Cromwell, when it was Barbary Coast anyway, they had beautiful balcony, just a tiny little balcony.
I remember.
On every room.
Yeah, I remember.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. So let me talk about this clown that won the race. So this guy, he downed the race. I don't even know his name. Verstappen, something like that?
Max Verstappen.
Okay.
Max Verstappen.
Okay. Yeah, he's a clown.
Wait, why? What happened?
Because all he did was down Las Vegas, down the race. George is shaking his head. You must have heard about it, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. He fucking shit-talked them all week. He's like, this is 99% show, 1% race.
That's exactly what he said.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I have that quote here. It's out of financial reach for the average American. And Verstappen ripped the race once again, called it 99% show, 1% sporting event. The three-time reigning...
Oh, he's the one that said that. Okay.
Yeah, the three-time reigning world champion would not let up and had another tirade after qualifying at 1 a.m. He hated all the showy stuff and wanted the race to begin. He wanted the title, isn't it? But listen, he just says Vegas was an excessive party, simply delaying his next win. I mean, what a mutt. What a mutt.
Yeah. No.
What a real mutt. This is a big, it's a big thing. People come here and they party. Oh, he said that too. He said, they come out here and they're a fan of what? They want to see maybe their favorite artist and have a few drinks and their mates and go out and have a crazy night, he continued. But they don't actually understand what we're doing or what we're putting on the line to perform. I love Vegas, but not to drive an F1 car.
But he's a moron for saying that.
He's
because
an idiot.
The whole point is
people
exposing
come and do everything.
It. Well, yeah, but you want to expose it to a crowd that isn't necessarily a fan, win them over as fans, like they did George Carmona.
Oh, yeah.
And now you have a broader fan base, no?
The fact that they don't demolish NASCAR in America, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because it is way cooler than NASCAR.
Yeah, it's not as repetitive, just going around the oval over and over and over. It's such a different game, man.
But
it's
you know they don't want to do it. Like, how is this not a prime time 7 p.m.? Everybody in America is watching the Las Vegas Grand Prix. But it's they want to win over Europe. Good on them. But they could... Yeah. annihilate NASCAR if they had a semblance of wanting to take over the world.
I agree. Watching those cars ripping down the strip, man, it was really exciting. Like, I was mad I was watching it on TV. I wish I would have gone.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, what channel was it on, guys?
ESPN.
ABC. It was. I don't know.
I watched on ESPN.
It was on regular ESPN?
100%.
Oh, for free?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
It was great. Vanessa and I watched it. It was cool.
Okay.
It was really cool.
Thanksgiving this week, guys. Before I get off this, because I'll forget. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, you and your families. We'll have the show out before Thanksgiving. And that's a real special day to people. It's a real special time to bring people together and families together. I have some pictures. I'm going to put them on my Twitter. I should have sent them to George. That's my mother's antipasta.
Wow.
It's the size of the table. I mean, just like the Italian bread from Adios in the Bronx. The meats, the cheeses, and that's my mom and her sister. Every year they were performing. Oh, she's just an old school. She was an old school Italian.
Yeah.
The desserts. I never did this in my life. They always put them on the table. I think they were always for luck. They like different nuts.
Yeah, sure.
Like walnuts. For look luck. At the size of that thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big
that's a spread.
It was a big day in our family, so I just wanted to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And let's see what else I have.
Big football week.
I'm gonna get to that.
Okay.
That's my next things here. It's on the bottom here. Okay. Hard count. Oh yeah. There used to be hard counts and soft counts in casinos. I just think how much money casinos are making. I heard the toke rate this week. Did you hear anything about the toke rate the dealers made?
No.
One night. I knew on Thursday it was going to be a big night.
Yeah.
I heard the dealers made $680 each at the win.
Wow.
Friday night, they made almost double that.
Really?
Saturday night was the ultimate. They made $2,800 per person.
Wow.
Per dealer for one night.
Do you know an average Saturday night what it is?
Yeah, $350.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, by the way, it's a really good job. It's a really good
dealing?
Job. Dealing? Yeah. Yeah. There. Win or like being at the Win, being at Cosmo, because Cosmo also had a big drop. But did you know they make that much?
I didn't. I felt my take on dealers was they used to make a lot of money back in the day. And then it changed over the last 10 years or so is what my that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, but it's a tough
job. Did they used to keep their individual tips or they always pool
them?
They used to.
Stratosphere still does. Yeah, the Strat. They keep
that's right. You mentioned that on the show.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Tried to hustle. Yeah, tried to hustle us, my friends. Okay. There used to be hard counts and soft counts. They used to count all the coins. And at nighttime, these big burly guys with five or six of them rolling around the casino collecting all the bags of coins.
Yeah.
I just thought about it. They eliminated that position.
Right.
They eliminated these. Oh, so the casinos are making so much money.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And this weekend was. So I went to the Red Rock. It was last night. I went to T-Bones. So I went to T-Bones last night. I had to meet a friend of mine there.
Did you see our friend there? I believe our friend was over there.
Who?
Oh, the big guy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
No?
No. Oh. I didn't. I would never just comment on him.
You wouldn't?
No.
And even now?
It's not me.
No, but you
maybe
could certainly.
Maybe if the guy's losing $1 million, he wants to see me.
He's cool like that, man.
Really?
Yeah, but you certainly could have walked up and said, hey, I met you with John O, blah, blah, blah. Hugs.
Yeah. I'm one of those characters.
Did you cast a chip?
I didn't.
Come on.
That's unbelievable. Holy shit. I never cashed a check.
I just love that you don't have to cash it.
No, I just didn't. No. He's talking about Dana White gave me a $1,000 chip for anyone who doesn't know, and I put it in my bag, and I still didn't cash it. So let me tell you, though. I go over there, go to dinner, and I really like that steakhouse has some good stuff.
Yeah.
The best French onion soup in the world. Imagine you picked that, but really good, good time. I want to just tell you, a really nice girl came up to me. She came, literally, I'm sitting here, and she came next to me and kneeled down.
Right.
And said, Bill, it's so great to see you. I haven't seen you in 12 years. And, of course, I don't remember her.
Yeah.
You know? She goes, you gave me the greatest advice, Bill. You gave me the greatest advice about this town and how ugly it can be. I was 22 years old. And I went to dinner with her and her friend. Her friend I've known for many, many years. And
I know the friend, I think.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
So I went to dinner and... I went to dinner with her a lot, so I don't really remember a friend she brought certain times.
Yep.
By the way, she always brought smoke shows.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's all she knows.
It's just pretty sick, actually.
Yeah.
But this girl, she was just a nice girl, but it's funny how she came up to me and told me, though, about how things, you have to learn on your own.
Yeah.
This town is vice. This town. So I'm only saying, the only reason I'm bringing this up for people that, like her, that wanted to come here, by the way, she's smart enough to move. She moved out of town. But... she just was back in. she's like, you know, I'm so glad I moved, and I'm so glad things. So now I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's a good thing to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
People always want to move to Vegas because of, you know, visions of grandeur. Move here. Oh, my God. I have the same exact thing all the time I talk about. People come on vacation. They're driving down the strip with their husband and wife, and they're saying, oh, my God, so nice here. You know, I feel alive here. I feel so much energy. Maybe we should move here, honey, and leave our problems behind. They don't know how bad the local economy is here. I mean, the vice here, I always say it, I'll do the same thing as again. Drinking, drugs, women, gambling. Gambling's the big one. The weather's nicer, but there's so much vice here. Yeah. Whereas other states, I used to always say, don't have the vice. They're getting there, though. There's casinos everywhere now.
Right.
There's vice everywhere. Like New York City. I know when I'm in New York City, even though the situation it's in now with certain areas, but I was over in like in Chinatown and again, in Little Italy and you know, all the different areas over there. And it felt great. It felt alive. Being in Tribeca, Soho, it's so alive. There's so much energy there too. So I'm not just saying Vegas has that and don't move there. It might be that way, but I just try to tell people that, you know, you're waitressing, you know, you're making like $15 an hour in the middle of America. You're moving over here, and all of a sudden you're going to be different now. It's going to treat you different. You're going to treat people differently because you're making more money. And I hate to say this, men get treated like meat after a while. You're not even being like, every time I go to like a place like Circa, I'm saying Circa because like the girl that came up to us, she was actually really, really nice. But I'm on my guard that they're showing me bottles and showing me, they're just hustling you because that's their job to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Imagine going to I don't go to strip clubs. You go to a strip club, that's a place that like, I just don't go to strip clubs. It's not, first of all, being a germaphobe, but second of all, it just, you have to pay someone to be nice to you.
Right.
A female to lie to you and tell you things that, I mean, you know what I mean? You got no shot with them.
Right.
I mean, it's a place that my friend Frankie used to say, you get effed but not laid. You know? You know? But I don't like to. I mean, I curse, but.
It's good.
But now that was another thing about. Oh, so sports, football. The parity again continues in the NFL.
Man.
I got like every game here, the scores. I looked them all up. I just put them on my
Denver. Phone. Let's talk about Denver.
Denver. That was that line was only 2 and a half.
But listen,
Vikings probably should have even won.
I think you're gonna think I'm crazy. Not a bad bet, Broncos.
Oh God.
Listen, the value is certainly there.
Yeah.
I always
can't believe next week's respect. Their favorite versus, I think it was Jacksonville.
Yeah, I always go by what's the headline? What's the story? Myself included.
No.
Denver's
2.5. Versus Cleveland. Wow.
We trashed Russell Wilson last year. We trashed him in the beginning of this year, saying he's washed up, he's terrible. When are they going to bench him? I can't believe they're paying him. Right? All the Broncos fans up in arms. Now he's getting it together the last few weeks. I want to say, ever since I took him on my fantasy team.
Really?
That was this big win a couple weeks ago. I've since dropped him. But I don't know.
They're
Broncos.
110-1 right now on mybookie.ag.
Yeah.
To pull off that miraculous feat there.
Yeah, they should be.
Not worth $10?
No.
$10?
Total waste of money.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
$10?
No.
Cinderella story?
I see what you're saying. Next year, bet them early. I said that on my show last night. They could figure it out this year, but this is year one. There's a lot of turmoil in that locker room.
Wait, year one? He was there last year.
Yeah, no, but year one was Sean Payton.
Oh, so I got
like,
you.
I'm saying it's a new year one practically.
I got you. Clean slate. Get them work out some kinks, implement some stuff. Next year they come back. Are they the Rangers of next year?
I think so.
Okay. Bill, sorry. Keep going.
No. Two games I want to talk about.
Yeah.
One being San Fran. San Fran opened up an 11.5-point favorite, quickly went to 12. Stayed around 12, 12.5, went to 13, then 13.5. It closed 13.5 everywhere. I seen a 14 for a second. So Circa had a 14 for a second. Closed 13.5 everywhere. Where does it land? Right on 13. So 27-14. That's why you got to shop for lines. You really do. There's one example. I'm going to give you another one. The Rams game. The Rams-Seattle. The Rams opened up. Seattle opened up a 1-point favorite. Rams plus 1. And it stayed there. And it went to plus, it went, no, I'm sorry, they went to pick them. Then it went to minus 1. It actually closed minus 2 about everywhere. There was a couple 1.5s, but there was no 1s. Well, what do you think happens? Rams win by 1. So I was in the South Point, And I was noticing no one yelling and screaming. They kicked the last second field goal to win the game, walk off. I figured people were going to be going crazy. No one really yelled. And you know why? Because they didn't have the right lines for the most part. You have to have more than one sports book. You have to shop. You have to shop. Speaking of shopping, just like the six-point teaser that's gone in Las Vegas, you cannot get a six-point minus 120 teaser. You see behind us, mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag still has the six-point minus $1.20. And also, special bonus just for the show. So if you sign up at mybookie.ag, they have a 10% bonus using the code CRACK, K-R-A-C-K, one-time rollover. That's the special part, because most books you have to roll it over so many times. One-time rollover. So literally, roll over the $1,100 one time and you can cash right out. So if you want to, you know, go in and deposit $1,000, you get an extra $100. And you want to bet five games, 220 each. You can cash out if you want. I always don't know why people would do that, because you're going to play next week, aren't you? But the one-time rollover is key there, using that bonus code. And I notice also they have a ton of different bonuses going on this particular week. Now, when I say that is, they have like a feast bonus, these casino tournaments, slot tournaments, Cyber Monday. They're having specials, so go to mybookie.ag. You'll see Black Friday boost bets. Listen, it's $10, but still, they're giving you $10 extra. This is on top of your bonus, too. So risk-free super boost details on Thursday the 23rd, Thanksgiving. So again, mybookie.ag. Make sure you give the code CRACK, K-R-A-C-K. Tons of tournaments there. Wow, they have blackjack tournaments? Jesus. I'm always thrilled to see a blackjack tournament where no one has to see my face, only because... You know, a lot of times they'll say, how can this guy, you know, he's an advantage gambler and you're letting him play in the casino. So that's interesting to see that. So anyway, there you go. Mybookie.ag. Give that code K-R-A-C-K.
Well said.
Let's see if I had anything else. Weather. The weather changed a little bit. The weather changed a little
here
bit
here. In Vegas.
It feels cold to me.
Windy is.
Windy. It's windy.
Crazy yesterday.
I mean, it's in the 50s and I'm saying the weather changed. I grew up in ridiculous snow and rain while John was up in, you know, Beverly Hills suntanning. But, yeah, no, I mean, I think about that our parents used to call us in. There was mountains of snow. We used to get giant snowstorms. And I say, Mom, 10 more minutes. You got to 10 more minutes. Your fingers are blue. I don't care. You know, like my fingers are blue.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm just getting older. It gets to my bones a little bit more.
Can we talk about my Dallas Cowboys real quick?
Yeah. Yeah,
Do you acknowledge now that they are the absolute front runner to win the Super Bowl?
Front runner?
Yes. No, yes.
They,
you don't see that. There's a thing called momentum, guys. A thing called momentum, and the Dallas Cowboys have it.
They beat the Panthers.
You're into that.
They beat the worst team in football.
That's what my friend Alex said. My friend Alex said,
they're the worst team. They're the worst
team. I get it.
I thought it was the Giants, but the Giants went and somehow beat the Commanders.
But you're not looking at certain things. You're not looking at the ball coming off of Dak's hand now. It's a perfect spiral. It's got zoom on it.
Isn't that what a quarterback that gets paid $250 million is supposed to have a perfect spiral?
But he wasn't doing well before. They look good. Come on, George. Oh, he's got that smirk.
I like him, but I'm hoping that you kind of just stay quiet, because you're putting too much pressure on these boys, man. They have not done this shit in a long time, John.
No,
don't put
got
the pressure.
Better, he's got a better point, because the Bengals dropped out of the race. Burrow's out for the
Bengals are out of the race.
True. So they're out.
It's Cowboys, think, Chiefs, people.
I'll tell you what, though. If I had my power rankings, Cowboys are definitely in the top 10.
Okay, that's all I wanted out of you.
No, hold it.
Yep.
Top five.
Oh, right, I was just going to say, can I get a top five?
No, they're in the top five.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, you know, you want to think it's the Lions, and they just barely beat the Bears.
Right.
I mean, you know, the Bears were winning a lot of that game.
You got the Chiefs, you got the Eagles.
That's tonight.
I mean, you got the Cowboys.
We're filming on Monday because of the holiday. We'll see what happens there. It should be a good game.
Let me tell you about one other team that I'm thinking of embracing.
Oh, no.
Here's the thing. You guys only look at it in terms of the sport. You're only looking at it in terms of the NFL. You're not thinking the picture, the story, the universe.
Don't tell me the Texans.
Yes! That's what I was going to tell you! 100%. Bill, hear me out. The Texas Rangers win the World Series. Don't you see the stars aligning?
George, you got vodka back here to play
this? I think I fucked up.
Come on!
I gave him some crack. Ooh,
come on. You don't see the stars in alignment for a Texas, all Texas sports takeover. It's obvious. The Rangers already did their part. Okay. Now you've got the Cowboys look good. The Texans look good. Great young quarterback. How do you not see that we could be looking at headlines of Texas does it again?
A lot of people are all of a sudden high on the Texans because they won a few games here. They beat the Cardinals this week. So they beat the Bengals last week, but Burrow went out early. They beat the Bucs a week before that by two. They struggled.
But again,
the Panthers beat them the week before that. The Panthers, the worst team in football.
Any given Sunday, it happens.
They got more respect this week, though. They're the ones I was saying. I knew the Jaguars was like, wow. I was like, they're actually playing the Jaguars this week. So let's see what they do this week.
All right.
And, you know, Jacksonville's only a 1.5-point favorite. That's interesting.
What are the Texans that my
bookie? Some spread. This past week, too.
MyBookie.ag, Texans to win the Super Bowl is what?
Oh, okay.
48-1, my friend.
48-1. That's my kind of number.
Wow.
Come on. Is that worth $100?
No.
Wow.
No.
Bill, I hate to do this to you.
Yeah.
We're going to clip this.
Okay.
And we're going to revisit this in February.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, they got some easy games here, I will tell you.
Oh, so you're going to blame the schedule.
No, they got some easy games. Past the Jaguars.
Okay.
They're going to be favorite versus the Broncos. They're going to be favorite versus the Jets.
Yep.
They might be, I don't know, the Titans. They might be favorite versus the Titans. Then they're playing the Browns. And they're playing the Texans. They're playing the Titans again and play the Colts. They will probably get to the playoffs.
Okay, and then it's any guy's game.
But you
could
probably bet a good
to win.
There's odds of to make the playoffs. They're probably not bad odds to make the playoffs.
Okay.
So
I just want to get that off my chest.
Yeah, no,
Texas.
I hear you.
Texas.
I hear you.
I'm backing Texas. I'm behind the state of Texas.
Let's see. Let me just see to make the playoffs. Let me just see the odds if you. Let's see if we can find this.
Are the Mavericks any good this year, basketball?
You know, it's funny. I hate the NBA.
I hate the NBA, but I'm just curious.
All right. The Houston Texans are a minus 180 to make the playoffs. So
they would make it if the playoffs started today.
Yeah, no.
The Mavericks would make it also?
No.
The Texans. Okay.
Basketball just started.
Love the quarterback. I love the kid. You know, he throws a couple.
Yeah.
Stud.
But He threw a couple interceptions that he shouldn't have thrown.
Pointless interceptions. Yeah, I saw those. Those were.
But all right, guys, don't forget mybookie.ag code, the code crack, and we'll talk to you guys next week.